This is Monterey Bay Today from KAZU News.
With KAZU News, I'm Katie Brown. Capitola's annual October fireworks show has the green light for the next 3 years, following a unanimous decision by the California Coastal Commission yesterday. The fundraising event benefits local parks and libraries and is a decade old, but opposition isn't new. Critics cited public safety risks, including an explosion at a fireworks warehouse near Sacramento last month, which left 7 people dead. Opponents suggested using drones instead of fireworks. After the event permit was approved, a spokesperson for the city of Capitola said a drone show would cost 3 times as much as the fireworks, and the Coastal Commission acknowledged the safety concerns. And 3 of California's 10 known wolf packs have had pups this year. Wolf advocates say that isn't enough. From our California newsroom partner KALW, Evan Roberts has more.
According to the California Department of Fish and Wildlife, California wolf packs welcomed a total of at least 22 pups this year. Amaruk Weiss at the Center for Biological Diversity says this number is concerning.
We're in the midst of a global extinction crisis right now. And as apex predators, wolves play a really important role in keeping wild nature healthy.
Wolves vanished from California nearly a century ago, but returned in 2011 when a radio-collared wolf born in Oregon crossed into California. Today, the 10 packs total to about 50 to 70 wolves.
What we're hoping is that California Department of Fish and Wildlife will, in the weeks to come, discover that more of the packs have had pups.
Until then, she said, she's waiting for good news.
That was KALW's Evan Roberts, and this is KAZU News.